recorded live at 4ZZZ Studios and broadcast across Brisbane on 102.1 FM.
You're listening to Zed Games, where we bring you the best in gaming news, reviews, community and culture.
Want to get in touch? Text in on 0420 626 733.
Coming at you live from 4ZZZ Studios. You might be listening to us across Brisbane on 102.1 FM or across the world online. Download Zed Games right now.
Like and subscribe.
I love the interwebs.
Do it. Are we gonna bing?
Bing, 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 bing.
Bell me, baby.
Yeah, I was going to say bell us, baby.
Bell us.
God, we can't even do it.
Bell
right.
me, baby.
Stroke I mean, counter is now at three.
Bing, bell me.
Channel of bing. This is indeed Zed Games, and it's
if
okay.
You can tell.
We're all fine. We're doing just fine, I swear. My name is Jack, and I'm in studio with Rani. Hello.
Hello.
Kate.
Yes.
Kosh.
Hi.
And Caitlin.
Woo!
Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Happy, it's Wednesday, my dudes.
Exactly.
I saw both of you go for it, and I'm like, bring it back.
It always goes in the same direction, and I don't know why anybody is surprised anymore.
I'm not angry, I'm not upset, I'm just disappointed.
Disappointed in you kids.
No, well, I mean, I did say to you all, I was like, look, if I give any of you stink eye or bitch face, it's because I'm just under the weather, and not, I don't actually hate any of you, it's fine.
It's okay.
Because my mom was like, how much of a shitty mood are you in? And I'm like, Mom, I've had three soups today and I'm still not feeling good.
Did you have chicken noodle?
No, I had minestrone and what? Some other vegetable one.
How do you live?
Yeah,
that's why you can't live without chicken noodle soup. Yeah, exactly.
I've got chicken
yeah.
bones in my freezer.
It's
if you
coming
want
tomorrow.
Some soup.
You need to go to a Chinese restaurant.
Chicken bones.
Get that chicken.
That chicken and corn.
Yes.
Ooh, that's
that
actually
will make
a really, really
you
good idea.
Heal you.
I like that idea a lot.
More than my bones.
Your freezer is just broccoli and bones, and it's very cursed,
yes.
And I don't agree with it.
I love it.
We're going to be talking Final Fantasy 14.
What?
Oh, no, genuinely. It's just three bags of frozen broccoli and three bags of bones.
Yep.
That's it.
I froze my bones.
I'm hoping chicken bones at this point, really.
I froze my bones because I knew that at some stage I would probably get sick.
Yeah, so she's...
I'm
You're
missing
just a puddle
leg.
In the studio right now. You're not actually bones at all. It's just skin.
So instead of like going out and using broth that you can buy from the supermarket,
yeah,
you
I
make
just,
your
I
own.
Noticed, I noticed that a lot of my meat came with their own bones, so I decided to keep them.
I can't fathom the idea of being sick and making chicken broth. Like, I couldn't do that.
You just Jesus. Put
I'm
some
sick
bones
and I can,
in some water and
I
boil
can barely
it for
heat up soup.
Welcome to the soup cast on Wednesdays.
So this is a game about video games. That's why we're going to... It's a video game
it's
show.
Coming back. We're
it's a video
back.
Game show.
Next up, gazpacho.
Oh, my God. Thank God we're 16, 17 minutes in now. Kosh,
yeah,
you've been playing Final Fantasy 14.
Yep.
You have not yet gotten to the expansion yet.
I haven't made soup in that either.
So you're going to... Shut up.
Can you?
I'm going to play the Knuckles game.
Yeah, I
game
know.
Song. I'm just going to...
This is my revenge. Yeah. Free revenge.
So we're going to cover the expansion later.
Yeah, because I'm not up to it yet.
Yeah.
But I have been playing it, and it's been... It's so pretty. Mm. I'm a beautiful cat boy, and I don't want to do anything else in life.
The Mikode are so important, and I love all of them.
Exactly, and I don't want to do anything else in life.
And Caitlin, you're just a real thirsty girl, because you've been playing a lot of Mass Effect.
Like, okay.
Have you made soup in Mass Effect?
So, alright.
Stop bringing it back.
You can't. Sad.
Damn.
So sad. So my girlfriend went to Smash on the weekend.
Yes,
so
that
was
in Sydney?
Yeah. Got a weeb on, yelled about Chinese boys with everybody. Anyway, so
Chinese,
I,
Korean, Japanese, take
yeah,
your pick, it's all
I
good.
Had like several nights to myself home alone, and I was like, I'm going to play the game. I'm going to romance my dinosaur wife who
wife?
Got her. So, yeah, no, I achieved romance.
Oh, no.
I achieved romance with my dinosaur wife, so now I am in a loving relationship with a Turian.
Which Mass Effect game is this?
Andromeda. and it's being patched, why. So her head only goes backwards sometimes.
I was like, Garrus is not female from what I recall.
No. Vetra.
Yeah.
Vetra, the Turian mercenary.
Cool.
She is very, very good, and I love her a lot, so I've been romancing her and playing the shit out of it.
Good.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about just Thirst in general.
More romance. Well, yeah, because...
you attended a wedding in Final Fantasy XIV.
Yeah, so I got to attend a wedding, which was pretty interesting. I got dressed up. There's actual suit items and bridal dresses and stuff like that.
I'll say this, though. I'm going to an actual wedding in September, and I hate how goddamn expensive it is that I even have to attend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even shop at Woolworths anymore. My life is that... Final Fantasy XIV. Why can't they just get married in 14?
Yeah, just get married in 14. You don't wear pants because you're wearing pants in the game, and then you can just sit there and take photos for an hour. That's what we did.
Maybe I just want to attend your wedding in my undies. All right,
let's just do it virtual.
And also as a cat.
Can you get married in VR chat?
Yes.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Almost. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you try hard enough, you can get married in whatever game you want to get married in. Like all of those games you played as a kid. RuneScape, dude.
Buying RuneScape GX.
RuneScape, yeah. Jesus.
Bring it back.
Okay,
I just had a weird and horrible flashback.
Before we revisit that, what we're going to do is we're going to get into the week in gaming news and talk about how we can now all afford Switches.
Yay.
Across Australian radio and across the world online. From 4ZZZ Studios in Brisbane, this is your weekly Zed Games News Update. Nintendo has announced a smaller revision of their Switch console, and it's called the Nintendo Switch Lite. It's designed specifically to play games in handheld mode as it lacks video output support and has integrated controls. Available colours on release will be yellow, grey and turquoise, though a special edition will launch shortly before Pokemon Sword and Shield come out. Switch Lite will release on September 20th in Australia for $329. Atlus has announced that Persona 5 will be adapted into a stage play in Japan. Going under the name of Persona 5 The Stage, the plot will be a retelling of the events in the game, where the Phantom Thieves use the power of Personas to steal the hearts of corrupted adults. Joker is to be portrayed by Hiroki Ino, and the script is being written by Hideyuki Nishimori, who has previously done other game-based stage shows. The stage play is set to be shown in Tokyo and Osaka from December 13th to 15th. Sony Interactive Entertainment is opening a new office in Adelaide, creating 32 new engineering roles for South Australia. To assist with the new office, the South Australian state government is contributing $480,000 from the new Economic and Business Growth Fund. Commenting on the opportunity, Acting Minister for Trade, Tourism and Investment Tim Whetstone said, quote, "By building a culture of creativity and innovation, we are not only encouraging major companies to South Australia, we are giving young students who want to work in this field the ability to stay here in SA and not have to travel interstate for these types of exciting opportunities." End quote. That's all for now. For more gaming updates, check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as at ZEDGamesAU. Switch Lite, not mini. Switch Lite.
Oh, is it?
Woo!
Meh.
Yeah, I thought it was a mini.
I keep calling it mini.
Yeah.
It is $329. It is no longer $470 retail. It is $329.
Koshi is the only one who is not impressed.
So, Koshi, I'm so excited. Tell me about why you're not impressed.
Because it's handheld only and RIP 3DS.
What do you mean RIP 3DS? It has had no games come out for it for like 2 years. It had Luigi's Mansion.
No. That's fine. That was it. That's the final nail in the coffin. This is the Switch.
Oh yeah,
the final nail in the coffin.
Rip the DS and the Game Boy Advance. Like, what's your point?
But that's fine. But the fact that it's handheld only, I like the Switch that I can play. I just got Monster Hunter Generation Ultimate, so I like sitting there in my couch and like playing it on the TV. And just having that option available to me is really, really good. Not having that taken away is kind of a pain. To me.
Detachable
Joy-Cons.
I think this console is more for people like me that don't have a TV and just want a handheld.
Her lounge room is empty.
Can I?
Yeah, do it.
So I was actually quite excited when I heard this was coming out because I've been wanting a Switch for a long time. But I'll explain why.
Cool.
So the main games I'm excited to play on Switch are Animal Crossing and Pokemon.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And both of those games I've only ever played on handheld anyway. So I was kind of like, well, if it comes to the end of the year and I'm still not like, I can justify a full Switch, then I have an option where I can still play those games and not have to spend heaps of money because Switches are expensive. And this one's still, you know, it's not cheap.
It's not cheap, but it's cheap relative.
Less. Yeah.
I was going to say, that was another reason that I was very much interested in it. Because I've been, every month or two, I say, oh, Jack, I really, really
want
a Switch.
You've been saying for like the last 6 months.
Yeah, I've been saying it since I bought my brother one for Christmas. Like, that was December last year.
I mean, another announcer on this show, my God, a year and a half ago, was like, should I buy a Switch or moving insurance? And I'm like, B, definitely buy moving insurance. She was moving to Melbourne, and she was like, should I buy a Switch? And I'm like, buy insurance.
Yeah.
I don't think she has a Switch. Oh, no, she has a Switch now. It's fine.
I use my Switch almost exclusively handheld.
This is the thing.
I plug it into my computer monitor, actually, because I still live with my parents.
Yeah.
So I don't have access to the TV. Yeah, I just in my room. In fact, my parents stole my Switch HDMI cord to use it the other night. But the thing is that I use my Switch almost exclusively handheld. So now I don't really see the point in having the Switch Lite.
But people bring up the cost a lot, though.
That's
especially
fair.
With the cost, because it's kind of like, it's not that much cheaper than the Switch.
It's
considering
really not.
The Switch a lot of the time is on sale or in a bundle.
No, but that's the thing. You apply the same logic to Switch Lite, and you're like, sick, $329 RRP. Cool. Yeah. We're gonna see that at maybe like $290, like 6 months out from release. I wouldn't be surprised if you like found a cheeky special on like eBay. That's how I got my Switch, right? Like, I think that sub $300 is way easier to swallow, especially for parents, which is why they're going to sell so many Switches.
Well, that's definitely what
Pokemon.
I was thinking as well.
Is
it going to be slightly more durable? Like, I'm terrified of dropping my Switch. But, like, from what I've seen of the Switch Lite, it looks like it's got a little bit more to it around the screen.
It looks like it's got extra
and
plastic.
You
can't detach the Joy-Cons either, so you can't put them around backwards if you're a kid. Because that was when the Switch released.
When you hold a Switch and you're like, this feels like there's, like, there's not a lot of flex on the Switch Joy-Cons, but you can still feel that there's flex. I feel like this, and I want to get my hands on it, this is closer to maybe like a 2DS, right? Where you could kill a man with that thing.
Yeah.
That cheese wedge, that doorstop, kill a man.
Yeah.
I love the 2DS. It was so good. And also, like, I don't think, as much as like the Vita wasn't like super durable, like, I don't think people complained that, I mean, four people bought a Vita, but I don't think that many people complained about how,
my
like,
brother was one.
There's dozens of us.
Dozens. Like, you had a Vita. It didn't feel frail.
No,
right?
it was a good piece of plastic. It was durable. You know, chucked it in my bag after, and there was no problem at all.
Just a Switch Lite. It's fine, man.
I like having the options.
Yeah, but you're a blindalist.
I'm a blindalist. No, well, I'm a PC gamer, right? At the top. So, like, I like customizability. I like options. Yeah. Having just the ability to have options of handheld, docked, you know, and just. And be able to detach the controllers and play multiplayer.
Mm. Yep.
Like, that console has two-player straight away.
I am absolutely with you on that. Like, I'm the exact same, like, PC player. And then, I have... Because I have GameCube controllers that plug in with the USB, actually.
Yeah.
Then, if all of a sudden somebody else wants to play, I've got the, you know, the Joy-Cons there. And if, for some reason... So, three people can play... Or if for some reason someone random comes in and is like, hey, I want to play too. You can just be like, haha, you two have to play on a tiny little
The tiny, ones. Like, the wafer stick controllers.
it's the best.
That is some... That, like, admittedly, while I saw it and I'm excited for it and I definitely understand the market, that was one thing that I was like, okay, but if you buy a Switch... Usually, you buy a Switch, you've got two additional controllers that you can use to play multiplayer, and then potentially you can have four people playing at once if you've got, you know, two sets
and
of Joy-Cons.
Yeah.
But then with the Switch Lite, I don't think that comes into it, because you can't detach them, so you can't pair up to a separate Switch.
But would the Switch Joy-Cons be compatible with
they
them?
They are.
Okay.
They've been confirmed as So all of the, every game that is compatible in handheld mode and tabletop mode are playable on Switch Lite. You obviously cannot output it to a TV, but that's why tabletop mode is technically there. Mm-hmm. There is no kickstand, though. So people are like, well, you know, you do it. Prop
so
it up on something.
One. You have,
Well, you just prop it up on like a case or something. There's going to be like weird third-party cases, right? So I don't think that's a big problem. Although playing 4-8 player Smash on like a 5.5 inch screen, not a good idea.
No.
Not so much. But
I don't like playing Smash in the
No, it's a TV game. It's a TV game.
Yeah, but it's too small.
There's too much.
It's a GameCube controller.
I think it's
obviously.
Like, the fact that you've still got Switch regular and you've got full cream Switch and then you've got light Switch, yeah. I think that having both means that now Nintendo can reach
extra
the hardcore
cream
gamers.
Yeah, no, get Switch Pro.
And
Switch Pro.
Switch Pro's not coming. It's just a TV.
Bring
Shut
it.
Up.
Bring it. Give it. I want it. I want Switch Pro.
It's like, no.
It's giant, it has giant Joy-Cons on
the
side.
It's a
Switch,
phablet.
Switch Lite, Switch Lite is just a handheld. Switch connects to your TV. Switch Pro is a TV.
Can you imagine?
You're with the big Joy-Cons on the side and you're pressing the buttons.
Like, really close.
Yeah,
they're
just like
do
flailing in the studio. It's incredible. I love it so much.
I love the thought of the big, like...
just, like, pushing the joystick, being like, Mario, just move, please. Just work with me.
I can't do up airs and smash at the same time. I can't reach both sides of the screen.
I can't see what's happening. I'm 30 centimetres from the screen. I'm so sorry.
I love this show. This show is the worst. What an experience. Whatever. Now you just have less time to be thirsty, and now you just have less time to talk about cat boys. But it's okay, because we can do that off air.
Pretty much.
This is Zed Games, though, believe it or not.
It's still Zed Games.
Kosh. Yep. Very quickly, talk about what Final Fantasy 14 is. Let's
Final
go.
Fantasy
Let's
is go. An MMO based in the Final Fantasy world.
Oh, man!
It's been out for quite a while. They kind of rebooted it.
They did reboot it. A
as
realm?
It was really bad when it kind of launched.
It's Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn.
Yeah, and
the
now
official
it's,
name.
So it's Final Fantasy 14, A Realm Reborn, and then the new expansion that just came out is called Shadowbringers. So put all that in a title.
No, A Realm Reborn is not part of it anymore. It's just Shadow. It's Final Fantasy 14,
Shadowbringers.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So they've kind of truncated that, and it just doesn't exist
anymore.
Well,
it's not as bad as, like, Cadence of Hyrule, the Legend of Zelda featuring Crypt of the Necrodancer, which is the full title of that game.
I hate it. But yeah, so it's an MMO. If you haven't played an MMO, just think of World of Warcraft and then just turn all the beauty and graphics up to 11.
And all the armor and all of like the character customization and just the thoughts. Oh God, I just love that game so
everyone's
much.
Everyone's pretty everywhere. It's all sparkly and shiny.
And everyone's real thirsty all the time.
And everyone's real thirsty, yes, definitely. Because, oh my God, the animations and everything are wonderful. But yeah, so exploring, it's your basic questing system. Kill X of Y, gather Z of A, 1, 2, 3.
Just go around the...
Get bigger numbers.
Pass, go, collect $200 in the alphabet. Yeah.
Cool. Avoid jail.
Do not pass, go. Go directly to jail.
Go directly to jail, not the dungeon.
Because you keep looking at all the Final Fantasy 14 Ken doll bodies.
Sure. But is that just you?
No, that's a lot. That's a big part of Twitter.
Oh, right.
Oh,
it is Twitter.
Yeah.
Twitter is the worst.
Blame Twitter.
I mean, that's Smash. Like... Yeah.
It's just the whole weekend.
People being thirsty. Yeah. So I feel like the questing system is not super duper new.
It's not new.
There's not a whole lot new about the game in general, but it just
I feel like it does it really well, though, because it flows really well. Like, I'm like level 30 at the moment, where you can... There's a main story, and there's lore behind it that actually makes sense, and you get invested in. But then wherever you go, there's always little side quests to do as well. Some of these... And there's little different ones. So there's ones that you will get that will give you extra items. There's ones that will let you do extra things. And then ones that you can also get for... each of your classes. So there's like 13 classes in the game, I think.
It keeps growing. It's hard to keep track of the number.
It's hard to keep track. But then you can do all of that as one character. So you don't need to make 17 alts to do everything.
Indeed, you only get one character slot if you pay the normal amount.
The entry subscription per world.
But it's okay because you just juggle so many different jobs.
Pretty much. And so it's all based on your primary weapon.
Yes.
Is that you've equipped. So if you want to be a miner, you can like mine stone and stuff
M-I-N-E-R.
Like that. M-I-N-E-R.
Yeah, miner.
Yeah, mine diamonds. If you want
to
mine diamonds.
Just to clarify, just to clarify.
No, didn't want to have adult responsibilities anymore.
No.
Every Lala Fell is a miner.
I was like, no,
back to Twitter.
They are, though. Like, they're just...
Little
they're
baby.
So small. S-M-O-L, like...
Small. But yeah, that's really the big pulling point of it, I think, is because you don't have to switch to 17 different alts. You can just have one character that can do everything. You level up, like, on level 30, I think, as a gladiator. But then if I wanted to, I could switch back to level 1 and then be a... dancer or something, and
which
then have it like that.
Makes the leveling kind of a pain in the butt because, like, you run out of low level quests to jump into sometimes.
Yeah. So you have to do fates. So fates are like world quests that
I love fates. Oh, I love fates.
So you're just running around, and then all of a sudden you're like, there's a fate joined, and then you're, you know, killing the big
like
version
the,
of this monster.
It's like
or
the Guild Wars 2, like the dynamic world, and you just have big bosses, and you just really just rock up, and everyone's like, oh, God, we gotta work together. And then everyone stops playing the game.
Pretty much. And then everyone walks away. I mean, That, I mean, it can be the same of Final Fantasy, only at the moment because the Shadowbringers is out, so everyone's doing the high rank stuff. So I'm running around level 30, maybe seeing like two or three people running around, so we might do a couple of fates together.
Cheeky
and then
fates,
we'll go, awesome, cheeky fates, and then run away, and then go, all right, bye, and then, you know.
Dungeons, I feel like, are also pretty fun.
Dungeons are fun. Like, they've got the Duty Finder as well, so you
and
can
that makes
just
it really
that.
Easy. Like, if you are a healer, which I was, look, it's very important. You can find DPS and tanks really, really easily while you're doing other stuff.
Yeah,
so it's easy to jump in. It's a good looking game. It's a good sounding game. God, it's such. It's the soundtrack.
The music
is so good.
The music is so good.
Oh my God!
And then I just got a chocobo for the mount, and every time you mount it,
it's gorgeous.
It starts playing it every time, and I'm like. I'm never going to get sick of this.
No,
this is going to be good. So, I'm really, really enjoying it. Hopefully I can get to it soon.
It's nothing new, but go and play because it's good fun. And it's also, like, as far as subscription games go, it's one of the last few subscription games where it kind of feels like you're getting your money's worth.
I feel like I am. Yeah. If I'm one of the only games that I'm playing at the moment, so I'm definitely getting my money's worth.
Also, nice voice break. Also,
I'm 26. Why has this happened
also,
to me?
Feels great with a controller. I'm not sure if you're playing with keyboard and mouse, but it feels great with a controller.
Okay, I haven't tried a controller yet.
Well, it's on PS4. It's free to play on PS4. Oh, it's free to play. Yeah. You don't technically need to pay up until level 20. So if you want to get to like the extra bonus stuff. Yeah, no, it's free to play until level 20. So you get that PS4, go and download it. Yeah!
And there's Bunny Girls. Yes, I heard the VR in there now.
So there's Bunny Girls now as well. So there's Cat Boys and Bunny Girls.
Oof. You're a little bit thirsty for Viera? Oof. Yeah, a little bit.
Fran. I'll stop, sorry.
get hello, thirsty. I'm it's back. Thirst time, it's what? Thirst time.
Knuckles. Yeah. I'm Knuckles. So sad you can't do romances in Sonic games, isn't it?
I don't think it is. I don't think it is, actually.
We don't anymore.
I don't want to deal with romances in, like, what was the weird insert character? Sonic
Forces. Oh, Sonic
Forces,
yeah. Yeah. Oh, I went to space a little while ago, and I played like a truckload of Sonic Forces, and I was weirdly good at it.
Wait, was that most of what you did when you were launched into space?
No, I just was like in a really weird, like, time was going really slowly for like 2 days, and I was like, oh, I need to do something. I'm like, I'm losing my mind. I don't know if anything's real. So I played Sonic Forces, and I smashed down, I'm not even kidding, 10 levels. I was like, I cleared 10 levels, and my girlfriend was just like, you did what?
She gets home for like 8 hours of work, and you're just like on a different planet.
Just somehow in a Sonic onesie. Just, it's been acquired by the game.
Where did it come from?
Yeah. Yep. Fun story. Anyway, yes. No, I've been playing a lot of Mass Effect because, I don't know, I just, like, several weeks ago I was like,
look, I would if they had better male romances. All I want to do is just sleep with Liam.
Yeah, it's like the same thing for Cora. Like, you look at Cora and you're like, oh.
Let's go.
And she's like, no, thank you, men's only. And I'm like, you literally lived with the Asari. What are you talking about? Like, there's a female-only race who are just, like, all pansexual. And you're like... But I
men
like
only.
Dudes, though. I'm like, why?
Shut up!
Picky right now.
That is the thing that frustrates me maybe the most about BioWare games is that everyone is like either this, that, both, everything. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they all have. So, yeah.
Well, that's video games. They have to, like, put the rules in and write the dialogue, and it's like.
Yeah.
It's too much effort to write. No. Like, it's too much. I just want to sleep with everyone, okay, BioWare? You got it.
One thing I do find interesting about Andromeda...
Let's move it on.
So, Andromeda has a character called Jarl, who is one of the Angara aliens.
Jarl's such a weird male romance.
So weird. But he wasn't originally available for men to romance.
Yeah.
And people complain so much that BioWare actually patched it in. And I haven't played his romance story because I usually go down the gay lady route.
I highly recommend just watching it on YouTube because it is so... weird.
It's weird.
Yeah.
He's so like, I don't know. People love him. I don't get the appeal.
Well, I kind of get the appeal, but like also, yeah. I just want to goddamn sleep with Liam.
That's so sad. You get Gil, so.
It's not the... It's not... What?
Like, hang on. Gareth's best romance. Come on.
Well, yeah, but we're talking about Andromeda.
I have not played any of the other...
Sorry, I don't know what that game is.
I have not played any of the other Mass Effect games, and I tweeted the other...
Whoa.
Yeah, no, I know.
Sorry, what? Like, you've only played Andromeda.
I know.
What?
I know. I need to play the other ones. So I tweeted the other day that I hadn't, and somebody was like, have you played the other ones? And I was like, no. And he was like, please do and stream it. And I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, I need to play.
I have a full-time job.
I need to play the other ones because I've only experienced, like, obviously I played a couple of Dragon Age games, but I've only played the one Mass Effect game.
Mm.
And I like it a lot.
You're better off playing Dragon Age, though, let's be real.
But I want to play more. I want the shepherds.
You want more? Yeah.
Because there's, right? Shepherds. Mm. And, like, different characters and stuff like that. Like, I'm all about that. I love that. And, yeah, BioWare is where my main interest in romance in games lies. Because they have these good little storylines. And I felt real stupid the other night because I got, like, I don't know, 5 minutes of a scene with Vetra, and I was just like,
yeah!
The last 20 hours have been worth it! Woo!
That's why I just look it up on YouTube.
Yeah, it's way better that way. It's like the payoff, you'd think it'd be there,
it's
but it's
20
really
hours
not.
Of goddamn tension, 5 minutes, you're like,
I kissed my dino wife! Woo! Sorry to the levels. Oh, wow.
Bright red.
Wow. Yikes. Yeah, I picked... Nice. It's been 4 weeks. I'm just making up for lost time.
Yeah, so true. Yeah.
I've been playing Mass Effect the whole time.
Launched into space. Really, yeah, it really screws space, with you. Yeah.
Yeah, being in space.
So let's talk about thirsty experiences for like 4 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I have a question.
Yeah.
What is everyone's favorite animated character from a game? Like, what would be
that's
your
so
all-time
crush?
We need a week to prep for this.
Yeah, I can't answer this one.
Jesus.
Or like, in what video game did you realize you like had a crush? Or is there a video game where you're like, I crush on that?
I'll say Final Fantasy didn't help.
Mm,
like Final Fantasy did. Like Final Fantasy, look, 12 now. Oh,
12.
13 was actually a pretty good time. Look, I'm just saying, Snow's a really good looking character.
I definitely had a crush on Fran.
Too bad the video game was bad.
It was a bad video game.
I wouldn't play it at all.
But he changed his look up in 13 too, and it was a slightly better video game, and I was even hot for that.
I didn't want to hear heels for 30 hours.
Screw you. He's a hot character.
That's fine. You can watch it on YouTube.
Clop,
I didn't want to hear that for so long.
It's okay. There's Rule 34, man. It's all good.
Exactly.
I liked Fran a lot when I was young. We already talked about it.
Unless you told Fran.
But
yeah.
I was very thirsty for Fran when I was like... I don't know how old I was when I was playing Final Fantasy 12. I would have been like 16 or something. Well, I would like make the camera go around so it was like looking at her butt and I'd be like, ooh, what are you doing?
Saucy.
Nothing, Mom!
Like regional Tasmania. It's like, I don't know what you're talking about. She's getting real hot for 12.
I don't know what it's doing.
And you're like crappy CRT on the PS2. Oh.
So I don't know like who the friend character is just because I haven't experienced
it. Oh, we need to bring up photos.
No, but the thing that instantly came to mind was just Fran, like the Mr. Sheffield, the old 90s TV show. Fran Fine. And I was like...
The nanny.
Yeah, she's also hot.
Oh, yeah.
I was very, very confused. I was like, why is the nanny in Final Fantasy?
What about you two?
Well, I was just thinking, the whole butt comment just made me like immediately remember. But Samus, though?
Oh, Samus.
But I honestly spent all of Life of Strange just like drooling.
Yeah.
Like just the entire and like it might have been a little bit awkward for my boyfriend at the time. It's just like I'm sitting here like
just puts a towel down. For the drool.
The drooling.
Oh my god. What about you, Kate? Moving on.
See, this is a hard one because I think like early video games for me either didn't include They either didn't include fictional characters, like it was, you know, Tony Hawk, Pro Skater.
Like, I love the
Daniel Simpson. So yes.
Like, Daniel Simpson's Lime Scooter.
Yeah, exactly. Or
the great romance plot.
In some of the like what was that? Amped? There were some cute characters in that. I can't remember any of their names, though, because they were just, like, characters that you passed by. And then I would just use Sims to make cute people.
Oh, yeah. I was about like, to that say, was, that yeah. was where what I was about at? Making hot Sims and then making yeah. them hook up and being like...
Yeah, and playing that storyline for myself.
That's definitely me. That's exactly what I look like with a six-pack.
It's just, like, yeah. you three, like, going, like, full Sims and, like, Kosh and I being, like...
We're just weird.
See, I just, yeah, I tried to I say like no Sims talk.
That's not going to yeah. happen.
No, though. I know. I'm fighting a losing battle.
As much as I wish that we could go into, like, IMVU and Second Life and, like, all this other crap, we've literally run out of time again, so I swear to God we'll dedicate an entire half of the yes. show next week
okay.
to thoughts. But I want to get...
I so want it.
Okay, cool, yeah. do that. Yeah, don't, you're not
I'm
in space.
For a I'm not... I wasn't... Yeah, it's fine.
You're back? It's all good?
Back.
I'm Knuckles. Back. I'm Knuckles. I found the song. So
why are you like this?
Check us out online. We are zgamesau.net. We're not. The website is. That's where you go for the podcast, obviously. Go to zgamesau for the social media posts. We post a lot of memes. Lime Scooters. Daniel Simpson Lime Scooter 2. Mm-hmm. Best game. Old mate. Ricks and Ali. You hit your ankle.
Lime Scooter Underground.
It's the best meme. Go and look at it. Next week... Maybe you'll get to Shadowbringers?
Might get to Shadowbringers, just depending on how long I binge over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll talk more about video games. It'll be great. Hopefully it won't be sick.
More romance. Yeah. Romance part 2.
We spent a good 20 minutes of this show, 4 hours of this show talking about your fridge, Kate. Like, I don't know if you forgot. Like,
bring back the soup. Bring back the soup.
The soup talk. It's okay. Well, we're not going to do the soup two. Talk. soup 2. Daniel Simpson's Soup 2. We love and appreciate you. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.